Hello and welcome to this very special edition of Bottega Live. That was a song Police Truck by the Dead Kennedys. Tonight, I'm interviewing East Bay Ray, the founder of the Dead Kennedys. He has a new CD with his other band, The Killer Smiles. Dead Kennedys are an American punk band that formed in San Francisco in 1978.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Hello, Addie. I'm doing good, considering the shelter-in-place things that are going on.
Yes. Well, welcome to Bottega Live on WHQR. So let's start out with a simple question. How did you get into making music, Ray?
Well, I kind of grew up around music. My father was really into Duke Ellington and Count Basie, and he was also into Delta Blues. As a matter of fact, he used to have a big 78 collection, awesome. And I think he started when he was a teenager. I think that's right. Then my mother was, she was into the Weavers, a folk group from the 50s that Pete Seeger was a member of.
Awesome.
And she also liked Frank Sinatra. So
yes.
Had quite a mix. And and then I also had a little transistor radio. Folks remember those?
Yes.
That had the little earplug. And at night I would be listening to like AM radio. Back then, you know, the AM radios at nighttime could go thousands of miles.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, I think we even heard the XERB Wolfman Jack station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway, so then I'm interested in music. And then at a certain point, I guess I bought a Rolling Stones 45 and then talked my parents into driving my brother and I and a friend, John, to a Rolling Stones concert. We had a great time, and so John and I took up guitar lessons, and my brother took up drum lessons, and we formed a band.
What was the name of that band?
And we had various names at various times, but I guess the last one was The Storm. Oh, and then one time we were Bourbon Express, because we were like, you know, trying to be a blues band like the Rolling Stones.
Nice.
Oh, and then actually one time there's a place in Oakland called Esther's Orbit Room.
Okay.
Way down in the bad part of town, the really poor part of town.
Mm-hmm.
And they booked us, but there was like, of course, it was a dying club. But I think at the time, I mean, but way back in the day, it was on what was called the Chitlin' Circuit. You know, before when the segregation was common, I guess before the Voting Rights Act of the mid '60s, and I think even B.B. King had played there.
Oh wow!
There's an actual photo of Aretha Franklin played there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Beginning of her career. Anyway, we played there. Of course, nobody came, and it was funny. That's a we were trying to get our $20 we were supposed to be paid. I met this guy. You'll get your dust. You'll get your dust. Don't worry about it. You'll get your scratch. Jazz talk. Dust referring to gold dust. Anyway,
wow.
Adventures. Adventures of Californian suburbanites.
Awesome.
In downtown Oakland.
I want to know more about your band, The Killer Smiles. Just maybe tell me a little bit more about the assembling of The Killer Smiles, about the sound, where it derives from, what inspires you to write these songs.
Oh well, I've always written. There's an ambient piece, like an ambient LP out that it's kind of influenced by Brian Eno.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it is. I'll have to check up to see if it's still on the services or something. It was made a while ago, so I don't know if I have to look into that. And you know, of course, I've been basically writing all the time, and then ran into Skip. Skip is from the East Bay too. He lives in Brooklyn now, but he's originally grew up in Alameda.
Yeah,
and he had a band called the Winona Riders, which were on Lookout Records, which is the East Bay label that was made famous by Green Day.
Oh, cool!
Green Day's first label and first records on there. Anyway, we had pulled around years ago for starting a band, and so we started writing songs, and Killer Smiles came out. You know, it's different than Dead Kennedys, so I know we're going to hear a lot about that, but and because, you know, the Winona Riders and Lookout were much more power pop or punk pop, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But when people ask about that, I always like to point out that back in the day, there was plenty of power pop bands. The Buzzcocks, one of my great favorites, the Undertones from Ireland, and even Ramones had a lot of pop songs.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's more of the sound and the energy than the actual... Oh, and then the other thing with Killer Smiles, I got to do some of the stuff that I love that I grew up with. There's a song, it's kind of a ballad, but I got to do a Duane Eddy tremolo reverb guitar.
Ooh, nice.
It was funny, the recording engineer didn't know who Duane Eddy was.
You got to school him.
Musicians know on, you know, the kids nowadays. Just joking. But he went and listened to Duane, and he went, so, people don't know their culture. But I think most rock musicians absolutely know who Duane Eddy is.
On this special edition of Bottega Live, I'm speaking with East Bay Ray. East Bay Ray and the Killer Smiles has a new CD and a new single. Let's listen to some Area 51. I'm Addie Wunsch. This is a special edition of WHQR's Bottega Live on 91.3 FM, Wilmington. Let's get back to my interview with East Bay Ray.
Do you think that your blues bands that you played with your brothers, kind of come full circle to kind of put a rhythmic sound to the new Killer Smiles songs?
I don't think there is any. There is no blues on this record. good point. We didn't do a blues song.
Because, like, all of your things are structured so well rhythmically. What kind of things inspire you to write that way, in such a well-structured, well-put-together, creative way?
To be an artist in any field, basically you need to put work into it,
mm-hmm.
and you need to put time into it, and actually you need to put money into it,
mm-hmm.
and then you need to put talent into it. Yes. And talent's the odd one. It's something that is mysterious. It comes from the ether. I'm not
yes.
sure that you can. I mean, you can learn before you make a piece of art or make a, you know, a, like I say, which to make a piece of art, having an idea is easy. Making a piece of art is the hard part because it has the, you know, the work and the time, blood, sweat, and tears. Basically, you have to have an emotional life that may not be the easiest, shall we say.
Yeah.
That kind of drives you to make art. The talent part, I don't know. I mean, I never really thought about it, but when we were, working on the first, when Dead Kennedy started, the goal was to write a bunch of original songs, and, mm-hmm. and what came out was what came out. And looking back on it, it's like, oh, I have a unique sound that mm-hmm. nobody else has. You can, spot it a mile away. Like I say, it's just, it's something some people have and some people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, this thing that everybody's an artist is not quite true, because what a lot of people can do is duplicate what was done before, and that's good. They're creative and make stuff, which I think is really, really brilliant. But to make something that is different and unique, taking all the sources you've heard in your past, and then processing it, and then bringing it, making a new 2 and 2 = 5. That's kind of how I say it. You know, you got this piece, and this piece, but when you put them together, there's this third thing that's mysterious. I mean, the interesting thing, like in Dead Kennedys, I'd be driving to rehearsal, and I'd be listening to the country singer Merle Haggard. That's the thing is one of the good things in our band. I mean, we all love punk music, but like. Klaus was into old 30s jazz.
Mm-hmm.
DH was more into heavy metal. And Biafra was into garage bands. And, I was kind of the guy that was into the Buzzcocks and the Ramones, but also, Merle Haggard. And, the other thing about the rhythmic thing. Are these answers too long?
No, this is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. And also about the rhythm thing, I don't want you to think that I didn't want you to think that I thought you were making blues music. I just meant like in terms of like it kind of the structure and how you have a certain sound. Not that it's a bluesy sound, but it's just very like well organized and creative. And also, your guitar has that very distinct sound that you can recognize on, pretty much anything you play on.
Well, there's two things. I think I learned this from the parents. I mean, like my mom, particularly listened to Frank Sinatra, and a lot of his songs were written by Cole Porter. And then also like growing up with the Beatles, which are more so than the song, but the Beatles kind of do what the classic song structure in a way, actually, Dead Kennedy songs are the structure of the songs. The arrangements are actually very similar to Motown songs and
mm-hmm.
Beatles songs.
Okay.
There's a verse part, and then there's a, we just don't go into the chorus sing-along part. There's a verse part. Then there's a third part that comes in that builds tension.
Yeah.
Much more tension than the verse. And then the chorus is the release from the verse. So that's, that's the kind of a craftsmanship part. And my thing, from the beginning is like after eight measures, you go someplace else. It's not always true, but after 8 measures, the ear gets used to it, and then you need to take it someplace else. And that song structure is actually true in practically all forms of music. Like there's hip hop, and then there's hip hop that are like very famous songs that people listen to over and over. And if you analyze them, you'll see the structure is very similar to a song structure. Basically, is what that is, a song. And it's true in like classical songs, in opera, all that stuff. It's just the way people hear. It's the way people hear music. If you just do a really long thing, there's places do it like Indian music. Ragas have more of a drone structure, but even then, they'll if you go in, they'll the way they change things is very similar. It's a human nature thing.
Yeah, people's attention spans are not very long for certain kinds of music that goes on and on. You know, some people dig it, and then some people are like changing it. You know.
Well, you got to it's tension and release.
Yeah, say what you need to say and keep it kind of short and have it dynamic.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, a long thing. I mean, I'm not saying this is the only way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But this is how most songs, I have a old Pink Floyd record where they have an instrumental that's 11 minutes long.
It's
love
beautiful.
Interstellar Overdrive. Yeah. Oh, but getting back to the rhythm thing, growing up in the East Bay, we used to have this station, KDIA, that Sly Stone used to be a DJ on. And then he started Sly, and basically Sly Stone kind of was one of the godfathers of funk music. And then I got into the Ohio Players. Mm. A friend of mine took me to a concert. So Ohio Players, to me, is one of the great funk bands of the 70s, I guess.
Very cool.
I have an autographed picture because I was at one of their shows.
Awesome.
You are tuned in to a special edition of WHQR's Bottega Live with my guest, East Bay Ray. Bottega Art and Wine is in Wilmington's Brooklyn Arts District at 723 North 4th Street. We are currently closed serving-wise, but offering delivery service and takeout beverages. To order, text or call 910-200-1659. Let's get back to the last installment of my interview with East Bay Ray.
So the single Area 51 by The Killer Smiles dropped May 22nd. Tell me about the single. If you want to explain, you know, the lyrics, what are you trying to say?
I'll leave that to the listeners.
Okay,
and I will leave
fair
that
enough.
To the rock critics.
Okay, I mean, fair enough.
Yeah, music speaks for itself.
All right, fair enough.
It's like a joke. If you have to explain the punchline, it's probably not very good. So.
You know what? I knew you were going to say that. I don't even know why I wrote that question down.
You
should have nixed that question.
I'd rather listen to music than, you know, read an article about it.
Yeah, fair enough. So the single Area 51 by The Killer Smiles dropped May 22nd, and the album Raising the Stakes came out digitally June 5th. Tell me more about the release of this remastered album and the association with Die Laughing Records.
Die Laughing Records is a local independent label, and a good friend of mine. We've known each other for years and years and have played together. Actually, I produced one of his bands, Screaming Buddy Mary's, and Social Unrest, too. Him and a partner started the label, and, he really liked the music, so he wanted to put it out, and I said, sure. You know, one of the issues that we're trying to work around is I'm a little bit typecast,
mm-hmm.
Kind of like Tony Perkins in Psycho.
What do you mean?
After Psycho, he's like Norman Bates. Mm. So with The Killer Smiles, an idea is maybe you have to do an interview with Skip. The Killer Smiles are not Dead Kennedys, and there's some songs in there that are not punk songs.
Yeah.
But there are some, half of them do sound like or qualify as punk songs. And matter of fact, we played two of them at Ted Kennedy concerts.
Okay,
Skip is when we tour, Skip is the singer for Dead Kennedys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's going to be a problem. I mean, I'm not Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan was able to do that, like change his sound over time.
Yeah.
From acoustic guitar to electric guitar. But like I said, you know, people give it, you know, don't think you're going to get Dead Kennedys because, you know, it's kind of impossible to top Dead Kennedys. The combination of, you know, Klaus and DH and myself.
Yeah.
And Jello is, you know, is a unique thing that happened in time. And none of us have really done anything, you know, including Jello hasn't done anything, you know, that has topped it. You know, it's not like he's Morrissey and the Smiths and then went on to a bigger career, or Lou Reed and Velvet Underground. Anyway, so, but I think, you know, but back in the day, there was the Buzzcocks, there was the Undertones, and what was it? Yeah, and even the Ramones, though they had some, you know, the you know, lobotomy-type lyrics and stuff. But that's kind of almost comedy in a way. I don't think we actually have any comedy on this record either. Trying to get people to have an open mind and don't and just listen to it for what it is, for the combination of, of Skip McSkipster and myself, and then a great drummer, Steve Wilson, and a great bass player, Greg Reeves, who were both close friends of us and close friends of Dead Kennedys.
Is there anything else that you want to touch on in terms of this album, the single that dropped?
No, I'm asking people to keep an open mind, which is always been the Dead Kennedys message. Think for yourself, but yeah, I mean, that's the concern for the record labels, the expectations, you know, that it's going to be, you know, the sixth Dead Kennedy record, and boy, it's not.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for coming on Bottega Live today on WHQR 91.3 FM.
Great, my pleasure.
This is You're Such a Fake by East Bay Ray and the Killer Smiles.
They claim to everything. We get nowhere, but these days it's fashionable to act rash and call it rational. It's all the rage, nobody acts your age now. You and I, we never had a problem. Now you get the side who plays a better victim. And really, who is the more deserving? But you melt it for while it's rubbing. You're such a fake, you're breaking the bank. You're sucking all your love against the candy flanking. You're such a fake piece of wall at your banquet. That taste is unmistakable.
From Wilmington, North Carolina, this is Bottega Live on WHQR. I'm Addie Wunsch. Bottega Art and Wine is currently closed for serving because of coronavirus, but we are offering beer and wine pickup and a delivery service. We are also available for gallery appointments. Text or call 910-200-1659. We're digging through the Bottega Live archives. Let's hear from the Mad Hatters. We recorded them last fall here at Bottega.
This is Bottega Live on WHQR.
We're rolling on WHQR 91.3. We're the Mad Hatters from Wilmington, North Carolina. Thank you guys for listening to our noise. Thank you, Bottega, for having our noise. We really appreciate it, and we hope you enjoy it, too. This is Detective Herb Token. Who had the chance to dance before calamity? Although Merrill Jett couldn't have ever foreseen the smoke and mirrors that deceived me, I can't believe it's traced me back to the rest of the race. I will not seize the day. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. Live. We want to do one for the. Who is it for? Nash, you tell them.
Oh, this is for the Cape Fear Roller Derby girls and roller derby girls everywhere.
Everywhere, kicking bottom, taking names.
Yes, yeah, a special position called the Jammer.
I said, hey. And she said, hey. Then she punched me in the frigate! I got no tricks in my bed. Well, that's something left unsaid. Yeah. Wow, she's a jammer. The kind of like a mean machine, a jammer. She knocked you off your feet, but she's a jammer. Well, I cannot speak, cause it'll flip a bit, baby, baby. Well, a jammer. Well, I cannot see, but she's a jammer. Well, I cannot speak, but she's a jammer. She knocked you off your feet, but she'll flip a bit, baby, baby.
for the glasses world, but then I feel myself a trapped down girl. Here I find myself lost again. Yeah. I got no sense in my head. I got no chicks in my bed. I got nothing left unsaid. Yeah. Well, everybody go. World. I lost my mind and I met a thousand girls. Here I find myself trapped here once again. Well, no, see ya. You know, I'm back and forth across this world. Then I found myself a trapped down girl. But I won't see myself lost again. But no, I got no sense in my head. I got no chicks in my bed. I got nothing left unsaid. Oh yeah. Oh, she's a jammer. But kinda like a lead, but she's a jammer. She knocked you off your feet, but she's a jammer. Why can't I speak? I said, I'm a baby, baby. I'm a jammer. But kinda like a lead, but she's a jammer. When I'm not on my feet, but she's a jammer. Why can't I speak? I said, I'm a baby, baby. Oh yeah. You said, what if I could take back doors and sit to make, would it all be the same? Just to give it up, give it back, ignorance, stop it, never think enough of it. Left his spark and he made that spark. Wouldn't let him, doesn't get him, cause he wanted more. Turn to the show and give him something to choke on. Maybe one day, get a chance to make it. Make this mission on the road to go. Up is the side, it's in your hands to go. Walk is the inner win against these times. In this rat race, who the fuck they will say who's wrong? Who the heck are they? System feel flat in the pants, strapped to the chair, sucker again. But you watch the clock go around, dude. But people make it crazy, taking punches. Get in and get stuck in line on this production line and conveyor belt beneath our feet. Got rid of the teeth and put it dead man. What's left to drink? Make this mission on the road to go. Fear the side, it's in your hands to go. Pissing in the wind against these odds. And it's right race, who the thing to say is wrong. Your daddy long just about to give up, giving off your feet, going nowhere fast. The world's trembling beneath your feet, working off your butt. Said, what if we could take back those mistakes to make? Would it all be the same? I'm looking for your dough, how high ignorance, I'm so particular, no one looking. Left our pocket, we made our spark, you wouldn't let him fit together, cause he wanted more. Turn to show him, give him something to choke on. Maybe one day, get a chance to make him see. We're coming back.
That's okay. You are tuned in to the December edition of Bottega Live, the holiday edition, on WHQR 91.3 FM. Streaming at WHQR.org. Our first band tonight is the Mad Hatters. Talk about high energy.
This goes out to our military friends. Don't let the jerks bring you down. Thank you for letting us be here and have the freedom that we can to make this noise. Yeah. freaking horns blow. Down on the freedom of spit, I planted among us in cocoon and net. But nothing seemed to change but those whispers behind Addie's back. Those stabbing you down, you're fighting for a freedom, a piece to snatch back. Won't get a piece of the pie, but that's slack. But nothing seemed to change but those whispers behind your back. You know they're stabbing you down, let's go. We'll be right back. I'm glad it's not raining. Let's kick it.
Which you can't be. What is he? He ruled by his father and he bonded, became closer but never could agree. Destroying the lies his father I will see. Inside of you, inside of them, you'll be just like me. Turn the other cheek, let's turn the other cheek. So we'll hide in you and say, why won't you turn the other cheek? We'll turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. So we'll hide if you will say.
This is Bottega Live on WHQR. I'm Addie Wunsch. Let's wrap up the June edition of the show with Medicated Sunfish from last spring. This is WHQR's Bottega Live.
Myself, I'm a different her. Though all my words feel a different spell, so I don't mind this so well. Be fun to left under curtain. Be with this light, am a different time. If I'm with my throne, will I see my line? No, can I build in the sun and shit? Can I be the only one to be loved? You are not my maker. I am not the same. Though now we are broken, broken. I don't wanna feel this way. breeze when I see my lead. Though I'm on the road, tragedy. Oh, and I'm living in the sunny, sunny shit. And I'm gonna be the only one to be loved. You are not my maker. I am not the same. I'm not the same. Don't I be a broken, broken? I don't wanna feel this way. I don't wanna feel this way. I don't wanna feel this.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Will fall into my only ground. Cause I can't live to fight it to the goal. So I fall into the breeze in front of me, and it won't seem only way. Yeah. Trying to be gone to my disease.
That's it for this edition of WHQR's Bottega Live. Thanks so much to all the wonderful artists who make our shows possible. And thanks to our guest, East Bay Ray. You can find all of the Bottega Live concerts online, archived at whqr.org. Check out Bottega Live on Facebook, too. This is WHQR Wilmington, 91.3 FM, serving Myrtle Beach at 98.9. I'm Addie Wunsch.